This is the Seven Figure Agency Podcast. Discover the strategies and techniques to grow a highly successful and profitable digital marketing agency with your host, Josh Nelson.
All right. Hello and welcome to today's special session on the Ultimate Agency Funnel. I'm really excited about this. As you guys know, I'm passionate about helping digital marketing agencies grow and scale. And in order to do that, we've got to do a lot of things, right? We've got to land clients. We've got to deliver the results for those clients. We've got to retain those clients. We've got to put systems and procedures and team in place to scale. But oftentimes, the key thing that kind of fumbles us is either not having a strategy to land clients or not having a strategy to have consistent flow of new clients coming into the agency. And what I found is when you get the right funnel in place and you simplify the process for somebody getting onto your calendar, it can be a game changer. And so I'm really excited about this. I'm going to be doing something that I've never done before publicly. I'm going to be sharing a portion of our agency funnel snapshot with you guys, only for those of you that are on here live. So to kind of incentivize you guys to stick around and to plug in and actually get this stuff done, that's what we're going to be doing. So if that sounds good, give me a yes in all caps in the comments. I like to keep these sessions interactive. We are live. You're seeing me live. I'm seeing your comments coming in. And so have your webcams on, use that chat box as we go. All right, cool. I'm seeing lots of yeses. And let's try and make this as interactive as possible. One thing, if you could do that, will really help us out. If you could rename yourself. So by default inside Zoom, your name is whatever it is. It's Aaron Hammond, or it's Anika White, or let's see. I'm just going through some of the names in here. Byron Guerrero. If you could just add a dash, like go rename yourself and add a dash with your company name, that gives us a little bit more context about you and your actual company name. And before we get started, I'd love to get to know you guys a little bit better. Again, we're going to get started here in just a couple of minutes, but the better I understand your agency, the type of agency you run, kind of where you're at in your agency, the more I can cater today's session to make sure it lands exactly where you need it to be. And so first thing I want to ask is, what type of agency do you run? Are you a niche or a generalist agency? As you guys know, or maybe don't know, I run Plumbing and HVAC SEO. It's a digital marketing agency for plumbing and HVAC contractors. I'm a big advocate for choosing a specific vertical, positioning yourself as the expert, simplifying your deliverable, and it's one of the fastest way to grow and scale. That doesn't mean you have to come to the session running a niche agency. It just helps give us an idea. All right, so far, getting lots of feedback on the poll. So thank you guys for engaging with the poll here. Looks like 62% niche focused, about 38% general. All right, so a lot of you guys coming into this as niche focused agencies, kudos. I think that's the first step in simplifying your business model, making it so that when you build a funnel like what I'm gonna be showing you today, you can make it relevant to a very specific audience. I find it works so much better. So excellent. I'm going to close this poll. Thank you guys for interacting. Super good insights. Let me see if I can publish the results. So you guys can all see it. It should have all just come up. 67% niche focused, 33% general. You guys are in the right place doing the right kind of thing. All right. Next up, what I want to do is I want to ask, what type of agency do you run? So some of us just do a very specific thing like Facebook ads, or we do SEO, or we do social media. Tell me a little bit about what your agency is. Some of us are full service. And again, if you've read my book, The Seven Figure Agency Roadmap, or kind of watched any of my trainings, I'm an advocate of choosing a niche and developing a fully rounded service where it's like, let's not just do one thing. Let's figure out what they need to grow to, you know, take their business to the next level, and let's deliver that. So that's more of like a full service type of package. Okay, cool. So far, 81% of you are full service. So you're saying, look, let's do the full gamut for our clients. We've got 9% SEO, 5% Facebook ads, or ads in general, 4% social. Very cool. Excellent. Gives me a great sense of the dynamics in the room and kind of how you've structured your businesses. I'll just give the poll another second here. And let's share that result so you guys can all see. Full service. You guys are doing it. Like, you're trying to figure out, what is the mix of services we can bring to the table that's going to have the biggest impact on our clients to help them grow and to help them scale? Last question. I really think that you're like, as you grow and as you scale, you're moving through these stages, right? If startup less than 10K, then you get from 10 to 30, you're in stability. 30K to $83,000 per month, you're at scale. And then 83,000 or more, you're in significance, right? Because you've got the money and the resources in order to grow and scale and actually live a pretty good life. Let me know, I'm gonna load this poll up right now. Let me know where you're at. Is this gonna let me launch? Let's see. For some reason, that poll isn't letting me launch. So if you guys want, for now, just let us know in the comments. What stage are you? I'm sorry?
Right now.
Okay. There we go. Here we go. Let us know. Hit it on the poll. It's actually better. Are you just getting started, kind of in that startup phase? Are you in the struggle phase between 10 and 30? Are you at the scale phase between 30 and 83? Or are you $83,000 plus? Or are you multiple seven figures, which is what we consider Titan status. We've got a mastermind just for multiple seven figures and going to eight figures. Amazing. Okay, so we've got some getting started. We've got some in that struggle phase. We've got some in that scaling phase. And then we've got some significance and titans in the room. So we've got some players with us here today, guys. This is exciting stuff. Couple more seconds and I'll close that poll. And then we're going to get into it. We're going to get into the meat and potatoes. If you just logged in, take a sec, answer the poll, which should be up on the screen. What stage are you right now in your agency's growth, success, stability, 10 to 30K, scale, 30 to 83K, significance, 83K plus. And when we say that, we're talking about management fees, not necessarily, you know, your ad spend. We wouldn't want to calculate any of that towards this calculation. Okay, excellent. I will share the results of that. So pretty solid group. We've got some established agencies in the room. We're looking at some more advanced strategies outside of just cold outreach, but actually getting clients to come to us pre-positioned to buy. And perfect. So thanks for doing that. I really appreciate you guys engaging with me. My promise for today's session is I'm going to show you an approach that can get clients to come to you pre-positioned to buy month in and month out. And I think one of the key things that will help you move through that startup phase through to the scale phase and to the significant phase where you're seven-figure agency as quickly as possible is shift from just chasing prospects to having clients look at you as an expert, look at you as somebody with proven results, and have them raise their hand and enter your funnel and come into your meetings excited and interested in doing business with you. And a special bonus for those of you that are on live, and we're only sharing this with those of you that are live, so we're going to be sharing a portion of our high-level snapshot, so you'll be able to bring this right into high-level. You'll be able to edit it right within the builder without having to build this from scratch, right? So just give me a yes if that sounds good, if that's like a nice incentive to stick around on today's session live. All right, I see a bunch of yeses. Fantastic. Okay. So this funnel that I'm going to be sharing with you guys today is not based on theory. It's not like, hey, I did this for myself and it worked. At this point, we have 118 agencies that have implemented this and have grown to seven figures and multiple seven figures. Some of their stories you might have seen, you might have heard. Jim Lean from Roofer Marketers, Austin Hauser from Base Coat Marketing, Chris Rodriguez from GrowPro, Jen and Kelsey Outram from Lyft Auto Repair Marketing, and the list goes on and on. So I just want you to feel confident that this isn't based on theory. It's based on real world outcomes within our program. So when it comes to growing and scaling an agency, right, we've got to do a couple things. We've got to land clients. I'm going to have that process to get clients coming into our world to raise their hand, to schedule in, and to actually say yes to what it is we can do. We've got to actually deliver the results, which is where we do the SEO, do the pay-per-click, do the thing that's actually going to make it rain for the client. We want to make sure we do that in a scalable way, right? Because being in a niche and then having a program as a pre-programmed package makes it all effective, make it work. And then we've got to retain, right? We actually have to get those clients not to sign up for 1 month or 2 months, but stick with us long-term. And that's where true success and where true impact comes within our agencies. And ultimately, we have to scale, right? If we want to grow to seven figures and multiple seven figures and eight figures, we've got to build a team. We've got to build the SOPs. We have to deliver at a world-class level. Today's session, we're going to be going deep on one aspect of this strategy, which is right here on filling our funnel, building our authority, right? And so we're going to go deep on that, but I wanted to spend a second to zoom out to the big picture. So if the goal is to go to seven figures or multiple seven figures, that's what we need to do. Can somebody just type goal if your one of your goals is to get to seven figures or multiple seven figures? Like if that's a target you're shooting for within your agency? All right, good. I see lots of you. This is a target that we're shooting for within our businesses. So the funnel I'm going to be walking you guys through is based on what I've done at my agency, Plumbing and HVAC SEO. And I just want you to know, just in the plumbing niche, just in the plumbing companies that we've worked with, we've generated over 32,000 leads through this funnel, 2,712 strategy sessions, 561 retainer-based clients sold. That's $1.2 million in MRR, monthly recurring revenue generated, over $32 million in total revenue. So yes, there's lots of great insights and information on how to build a funnel and how to make a funnel work for an agency. This is my experience. This is what I've actually done. And it's based on my real world work and experience in this industry. And we'll be going through this in depth, but ultimately we want to give them something to opt in for, whatever niche we're actually going after. Then we want to move them quickly to an appointment where they're going to schedule in, but we want to warm them up in that process so that before they get on the call with us or our sales team, they're exposed to our value. They're exposed to the gaps in their current strategy. So they're coming in, leaning in, excited, pre-positioned to buy. And then we want to engineer some type of hot lead follow-up, because what I found is not all of the prospects we meet with say yes right on the call. Yes, we'd love to do the one call close and get the credit card and be on with our lives, but that doesn't happen every time. And so we want to think that through in advance and engineer what I call a hot lead follow-up. So after we have that sales conversation and we've got that interested prospect, we put some automation in place to follow up, to move them from they were very interested to actually giving us the credit card or the ACH form and getting signed up. And so big picture, this is what the ultimate agency funnel is. I'm going to be walking through it with you step by step and giving you the actual snapshot that you can implement within your agency. But the problem, as I see it, very hard to get prospects' attention. In today's market, even if you're a niche-focused agency, your prospects are getting bombarded. They're getting calls, emails, DMs. They're getting drop-ins every single day from people offering these types of services. And so if you're not coming with value in advance, it's very hard to get your prospects' attention. Depending upon what your sales approach is, a lot of times you have to chase prospects down. Right? Type chase if you sometimes feel like you're chasing prospects. You call them up, you send them the email, they say they're kind of interested. And so you're like, okay, give me 5 minutes of your time. Let me show you what we can do. And they're like, okay, yeah, I'll give you a couple seconds, but you better make it good. You better make it compelling. And oftentimes if you're chasing prospects, it leads to a hard sale where they're very resistant. They're like, I'll give you 2 minutes. You better knock my socks off. And your close ratio when you chase the prospect, when your authority positioning is low, when they're not really all of that interested, is going to be very low, right? And if you've got a low close ratio and you're not getting enough appointments, it's going to be very hard to be in a state of consistent momentum where you're landing clients month in and month out. And so that's the challenge, right? And if we can't solve for this, this is kind of base one in growing your agency, is to create a client acquisition mechanism where new clients are coming in every single month. If we can't solve for this, we're never going to hit our sales and growth targets. We're never going to build to that seven-figure and multiple seven-figure level. And so the opportunity, and really what we're focused on today's session, is let's put out enough compelling content. Let's structure our funnel in a way that gets prospects to raise their hand. They'll be like, yes, he's talking to me. He understands the challenges and frustrations I'm dealing with. And he probably, or she probably, has a solution. And what we want to do is shift from chasing clients to having them come to us pre-positioned to buy, where they're lined up, they're eager to hear what you have to say. And hopefully you can see, like, if a client comes to you because they're interested versus you chasing them down, the power dynamic is completely different, right? There's less of a, I'll give you 2 minutes to show me what you can do, and more of a, hey, I really appreciate you taking the time and I'm excited to learn how you can help me. And I'm really, my only question is, can I afford to do this with you or not? Give me a yes in the comments if that makes sense. Kind of the power dynamic where we want to shift from chasing to having clients come to us. Awesome. And when you've got the right strategy to get people into your funnel and to raise their hands, and you don't have a low close ratio because of the resistance you're going to face, you get plenty of sales opportunities, and you can get to that place where you're consistently landing clients month in and month out. Curious for those of you guys listening in or watching in the comments, what's an ideal number of clients for you every single month to feel like you're in a state of momentum within your agency? Is it one or two? Is it three to five? Is it something higher than that? I'm seeing between three, I saw 10, four, three to five, nine, 20. Amazing. Interestingly, we grew our agency, Plumbing and HVAC SEO, to seven figures in the first 2 years. We've since grown to multiple seven figures. And on average, we landed about five clients per month. And our price point ranged from $1,000 to $3,000 per month, and it's increased over time. But we were able to grow to seven figures and multiple seven figures just by consistently landing five clients every single month. So don't feel like you have to be landing 15 or 20 clients to have significant growth and momentum. There are some people within the program like Brady Sticker and Chris Rodriguez and some of the others that are landing 15 and 20 clients every single month, and they've really got this dialed in. But three to five clients per month will get you to seven figures and multiple seven figures. So for those of you that don't know, I'm not going to bore you with my backstory, but I do want you to know a little bit about my story, my context. Started my first agency back in 2004. It was a web design and hosting company and failed miserably. I was cold calling. I was sitting in B&I meetings. I was generalist. My program packaging was completely wrong. I was selling a website development fee of like $1,500 and then $50 a month in hosting. And despite my best efforts, and I worked really hard at this for the better part of 2 years, I beat my head against the wall. I made just enough money to cover my expenses, not my personal expenses, because I basically took no money from the business during that time. It failed, and it failed really, really badly. And I had to go out and get a regular job. And I worked at a couple of different companies. I worked at ADP. I worked at Data Impact. I worked at Reach Local, one of the big pay-per-click management companies. Give me a yes if you're familiar with them. At the time, they had just made the Inc. 500 list. They were like a $250 million a year business. And I knew I wanted to be successful in marketing. I knew I needed to work somewhere. And I wanted to work in an agency that was crushing it. And so I worked there, learned a lot, had some positive experiences from it, had some negative experiences from it. But the one thing I did see was charging a monthly recurring fee greater than $1,000 per month and being niche focused and making sure that what you're focused on is lead generation, volume and not just brochures and website ware. I learned that and I got the confidence to charge a little bit more on a monthly basis. And so armed with that, I left Reach Local. I started my own agency back in 2011, which was Click Incorporated, turned into Plumbing and HVAC SEO. Again, within 2 years, we grew to seven figures. We're now at about $550 in monthly recurring revenue. We'll do over $5 million this year with a team of about 45 full-time employees. And that's our business, Plumbing and HVAC SEO, which still runs today, continues to grow. One of the beautiful things about it is I've been able to put an amazing leadership team in place. And so the marketing, the sales, the client fulfillment, the account management is being done for the most part by a leadership team. And so I have the freedom to do the things I want to do, to take the travels and to work on passion projects like this, where I can help other agencies accomplish similar outcomes. But I'd say one of the biggest things that we did that made the biggest difference to kind of accelerate our growth is we shifted from chasing prospects down in plumbing and HVAC to getting clients coming to us pre-positioned to buy. So let's get into this ultimate agency funnel. And I want to walk you through it. And could I just give you the snapshot and say, hey, go figure it out? Probably. Are you going to get much more value if I walk you through the logic behind it and the way we sequence it and the way that we set it up? I think absolutely. So I'm going to invest some additional time with you guys here and really walk you through why this is set up this way, why it works the way that it does. So at the very, very top of the ultimate agency funnel is making sure that you've got a clear vertical market, right? What I found is if you're going after small businesses in Topeka, Kansas, or small businesses in general, and you're not talking to a very specific audience, plumbing companies, chiropractors, tennis court construction companies, your funnel is not relevant to anyone. And so nobody's going to engage with it. So at the very top of this process is to have a very clear target of who you are going after. And I would say, if you've already got your niche dialed in, you know, like whatever, let me know in the comments, what's the niche that you serve, that you're going after? I would say at the top of it also, if you know what that niche is, be sure that you're speaking to the level within the niche that you want to work with. So dog trainer says, well, it's going so quick. Scott says HVAC, IT service contract. Perfect. Be sure that you're not trying to talk to that entire niche. So in our case, we work with plumbing and HVAC companies. When we started down this track, we thought any plumbing company was the right fit. And what we realized relatively quickly was, while we could sell the one-man operator, the single truck companies, they weren't the best fit. They didn't have the financial resources. They couldn't stick with us long-term. They didn't want to pay our fees. And they were typically the worst clients to work with. And so recognizing that our market really in plumbing and HVAC SEO is not plumbing companies. It's plumbing companies doing north of $1 million per year. And so be clear, as you think about this funnel, I'm going to walk you through who that ideal customer is. What are their fears? What are their frustrations? What other agencies have they worked with in the past? How do they feel about SEO and pay-per-click and social media? You can't just say, I'm going to generate leads and sales for you when I specialize in wellness, right? You need to be able to speak to those fears, those frustrations. And when you do that and you craft your content in that way, you're going to become magnetically attractive to the right client. So just put in the comments here, target, if that's clear. Your funnel, this whole thing without the clarity on who the target is useless, right? You're going to set up a pretty funnel with landing pages and confirmation pages that nobody is going to want to engage with. Okay, cool. So we know who our target is. The next thing is we want to give them something to opt in for, something to raise their hand for, something for them to express interest in. And I'll talk about some of the different lead magnets we've used and the ones that we found to be most effective. Obviously, we want to bait the hook with something interesting and relevant that's going to position ourselves. But really what I want you guys to understand is that once somebody opts in for whatever it is, let's just say it's the ultimate cheat sheet for internet marketing for roofing companies. The page they get to after they've opted in, the page that they get to after they've entered their details is the most valuable page in your funnel. And typically on that page, we're just delivering the lead magnet, whatever it was, the copy of your book or the cheat sheet or the guide. What we actually want to do is leverage video to move them to the next step in our process. Hey, thanks so much for requesting that thing. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get amazing value. But if you're like most roofing companies, you want this information, but you really want the results. You want to find a contractor that can help you implement it and generate the leads and sales and grow the business. If that's you, I'd like to offer you the opportunity to schedule a time, right? We want to make sure we capture their attention right after they've opted in and move them to the next step in our process that we want them to engage with, which is where we're going to use autoplay. And then we have to make sure we follow up, right? Use email, use SMS, call up on the phone, drop them on the pipeline, be quick with speed to lead, and then also engage on social media. Like sometimes we use a system like High Level or whatever platform you might be using, and we think, oh, we're just going to let those automations run. And that's a miss, because we want to go connect with that person on Facebook. We want to go find that person and connect with them on LinkedIn and start a conversation to move them from opted in to scheduled in to signed up. And so lots of nuance. I'm going to be showing you visuals of this stuff as we go, but I just want to make sure what we're thinking, we wanted them to raise their hand, we want to engage them, and we want to lubricate the process to move them through this funnel, move them through this process as quickly and efficiently as possible. And so this is the visual diagram. I'm sure you can't see this. I'll be going through each of these steps one by one. But you know, visually, we're moving them from opt-in to confirmation, to calendar, to confirmation, to giving them some prep work, and then sending emails and text messages to get them excited and warmed up so that they show up. We're having a great sales conversation with them, asking for the business, and then we're following up and leveraging automation to move them to the next step in that process. So let's get tactical here. Just type tactical if you're okay. We can kind of get tactical and get into the specifics of how all this works. Tactical, all right. So five keys. Number one is we want to start with the end in mind. What I mean by that is I'm a big student of this game. So I've studied, you know, Ryan Dice, and I was part of Digital Marketer. I was part of War Room, and I was in all Dan Kennedy stuff. and some amazing direct response information out there. But I started to get confused because I was hearing about, hey, look, we're going to do lead magnets that go to tripwires that get them to pay $7.95 and have them pay for this appointment and all of these different things that we tried and tested over the years. And I had to go back to the basics and be like, what is it that we actually want this prospect to do, right? We want them to sign up for a monthly retainer service for our stuff. What would they need to do in order to make that leap, to say yes to that? Well, they'd have to meet with us on a strategy session when they have to be convinced that there's an opportunity that's being missed to help them get to their goals and their targets. And so we removed a lot of the extra stuff, the trip wires and the $7 for this, and just moved to, we want them to meet. We want to give them a compelling reason to meet. And we want to have a really strong strategy session with them to show them deficiencies and the gap. And so just get really clear, if you're selling information or if you're selling products, maybe the end in mind is they buy that product. But if you're selling digital marketing agency services, the end in mind is we want them to give us a credit card or an ACH. And typically that's going to be done through a strategy session of some sort. And so we want to mark the flow. We want to figure out like what are the steps they're going to need to move through from not knowing who we are to being exposed to our value, to actually opting in, to scheduling an appointment, to having a strategy session, to seeing the value of what we can bring to the table, and to reviewing the details and giving us the credit card authorization and the form. We want to map that stuff out and we want to map the milestones along that process. From there, we've got to bait the hook, right? If we're going to our niche and we're not going to the entire niche, we're going to the top level of the niche, the ones that are more successful, the ones that have more financial resources, we need to make sure that we're offering something that they would find interesting, that they would be willing to enter their credit card, their email and or their cell phone number in order to gain access to. So we want to bait the hook. And then we want to offer a shortcut. So let's just say we bait the hook. I'm going to say we give them a copy of our book, How to Triple Your Sales by Getting Your Internet Marketing Right. We always want to offer a shortcut because sometimes we've got that book. Let's say it's a 275-page book that we put together. That's awesome. It's super interesting to the higher level plumbing, HVAC, whatever target we're going after. But we assume they need to consume it. Oh, they're going to have to receive the book or they're going to have to download and they're going to read it. And after they read it, then we're going to get their attention and we're going to be able to move them to the next step. But what we found is people are busy. They don't have time to read your book or to watch your 20-minute VSL. So we want to offer a shortcut through every step of our process so that we're saying, hey, I'm sure you're going to love it, but even if you never consume it, even if you never open the book, even if you never hit play on that video, I want you to take the next step, which is for us to meet one-to-one so we can have a business conversation about how we can help. So always be thinking about how do we engineer that shortcut to lubricate the process and not expect them to do a bunch of work before they get on with us or before we take them where we want to take them. And then number five is we've got to make sure we follow up on all fronts, right? So we can't just have someone opt in and let the email automation run, right? We need to make sure when they opt in, yes, email goes, yes, text message goes, but we've also got somebody picking up the phone, whether that's us or an appointment setter or somebody on the team, and we're following up with those leads. There's magic in speed to lead. There's magic in using text messaging. There's magic in finding them on social media, you know, and Facebook messaging with them, whether that's Instagram or Facebook. The kind of the 1% advantage you can bring to the table is if you can get people to opt in for your thing and you can get more of their attention to take the next step, you can stand out versus the competition. And Dan Kennedy is famously quoted as the person that can spend the most to acquire a customer always wins. And the way you give yourself the opportunity to be able to invest more is by having a higher conversion rate, getting more of your opt-ins to actually schedule, converting more of your scheduled appointments into sales, right? And so leveraging smart follow-up in and above what's available in the automations is where you can really create some magic. So we're gonna get into specifics. I'm gonna pull up the funnels and the steps and the images. But I just want to ask any questions on this before we press forward. Feel free to drop a question into the chat here. Otherwise, I will keep pressing forward at 100 miles per hour. Right? I am not seeing any questions, so I'm going to keep pressing forward. All right, so let's work on this. What I'm going to do is, for those of you that are on at this point and you want access to the snapshot, again, I'm gonna give this to you. If you go to sevenfigureagency.com/workbook, funnel-workbook, you're going to get a step-by-step instructional with the link to the snapshot. This is my gift to you guys that are live on with us today. Again, I've sold this for thousands of dollars in the past, so please keep this in this particular training and on today's session. Could somebody on the team drop the link to that in the chat to make it easy for everyone to grab it while I pull up the slides on my computer here? All right, you guys have the link. All right, let's do this. Okay, so you want to pull that up, sevenfigureagency.com. This is not gated, funnel-workbook. You'll have the instructions there. Stick with me though, because I can kind of walk you through this and how it works. To be clear, you don't have permission to sell this or make your own snapshot and start selling this as a snapshot. This is for your own internal purposes only. Just give me a yes if that's okay with everybody. You're just going to use this for yourself. All right, cool. All right, so this is the way the opt-in works. And we have lots of different lead magnets that we've used over the years, cheat sheets and guides and books. I personally am a fan of using a book as a cheat sheet. So my book is How to Triple Your Sales by Getting Your Internet Marketing Right. There's something about a physical book that carries a lot of momentum. It carries a lot of weight. And once somebody has it in their hands, they don't throw it away. They're going to put it on the shelf, or they're going to put it on the bathroom counter. But it takes more time and more energy to get a book published, to get it done. And your cost to acquire a lead for a book is actually higher, right? Because, you know, there's a resistance to putting an address and giving details like that. However, if you kind of weigh the balance over time, the quality of the lead that I get through a book funnel is higher than the quality of a lead that I get for a cheat sheet or a guide. With that said, if I were starting right now, and I'm going to kind of instruct you guys, something simple like a cheat sheet works pretty well. Something like, hey, the how to win and maximize your lead flow via the internet checklist, the ultimate checklist. That's something that you can have done in an afternoon that they feel like they can look at it and kind of fill in the gaps and have what they need. So if you don't have anything, I think a checklist is a great lead magnet to start with. And basically they click on the thing that they want to get. It opens up a little pop-up where they can enter their name, their email address, their cell phone number, and hit submit. Question that I usually get is, doesn't asking them for a cell phone number, doesn't that reduce the amount of opt-ins that we get? And I would say, sure, it might reduce it fractionally. But if we're talking about niche agency market, where we're going after the typical plumbing, HVAC, chiropractor, dentist, the volume isn't going to be massive, right? We're not talking about millions and millions of lead opportunities. What we want is an actual business prospect, and we need contact details in order to get them on the phone, in order to communicate with them. And so I'm happy to give up a little bit in terms of the amount of people that opt in exchange for being able to call them on their cell phone. And so I make this a field that's optional. And so you don't have to make it a mandatory field, but I'd much prefer to get 9 out of 10 with the cell phone number than just getting an email address. And so that's why we have that there. Some of the best lead magnets, cheat sheet or a guide, a case study, also something that's very interesting, like how this client generated 652 leads in the last 30 days. Those types of lead magnets work pretty well. Cheat sheets and visuals where they feel like they can click it and gain access to it. A list of keywords. This is actually one of my favorites. If you're big on the SEO play and you get educational-based content, you can say, hey, look, we've done all the research with the most commonly searched, whatever your niche is, med spa keywords that you need to make sure you optimize your website for, and we're going to give it to you for free. Just click the button here and opt in for it. So I just wanted to share some of the examples of lead magnets that we share. As part of Seven Figure Agency, if you were to be interested in joining or participating, we actually have swipes and deploys for all of these lead magnets. So you can kind of test out what works best within your niche. You can see here, our keyword list converts at about 41%. The website cheat sheet at about 38%. We have a much lower conversion rate on our book. But again, if I look at the long tracking, we spend more to get the opt-in. You know, we get a much lower opt-in rate, but over time we get more clients from that than any other channel, any other marketing that we do. And so investing the time and the energy to publish a book gives you a positioning asset. It also is going to be something that has quality behind the back of it. Okay, so key elements for your opt-in. We need a lead magnet, and then you need a visual of that lead magnet. So let's just say you were using the checklist as an example. Yes, you've got the checklist, which is, let's say, a Google Doc, or let's say it's a PDF or something you made in Canva. You also want a visual hero graphic, which is what sits on the landing page. So this is like with the hand written on it. It's a hero graphic. It feels like something you can click on, something you can get. It's a visual representation of it. We need the opt-in page, and then we need the confirmation page with an autoplay video. I'm going to show you what I mean by that. But that really, if you don't use that, you're going to get opt-ins and you're not going to connect with the prospect. You're not going to get people to take the next step and to engage with you as you continue to go down the track. So we need that confirmation page with the autoplay video, and then we've got to have the follow-up sequence and workflow, right? And so that's why I'm giving you guys a high-level snapshot for this, because we're able to do all of this inside high-level, and then we're able to let the automation run, but also create, you know, tasks for the team to make sure that speed to lead happens and that the follow-up and the follow-through is there. Okay, so we do this all on high level. In the past, I was a big-time fan of ClickFunnels as well as Infusionsoft. I didn't think I was ever going to leave Infusionsoft, but Sean and his team convinced me we could do this in high level. It was going to be just as good, if not better, and it's turned out to be fantastic. And so our landing pages, our follow-up sequences, the SMS, the pipeline, the connection to our website, and all of that happens inside high level. Curious in the room, like, type high level if you're using high level today. Type not if you're not. I'm just curious to see kind of what the lay of the land is. Okay, so it's a decent mix. Lots of you guys using it, some of you not. If you haven't used it yet, this is going to be a game changer for you. And there's just so many different things you can do in one particular platform. Okay, so when it comes to moving people from opted in to actually scheduled in, one of the most important components is your speed to lead. The speed at which you follow up that person that just opted in, get them on the phone or get them to reply to a text message and schedule in. People have a very short attention span. They got a million things going on in any given period of time. And so what you want is to make sure that you or your appointment setting team know when someone opts in, you're calling immediately. Hey, I saw you just requested our cheat sheet. Just wanted to check in. It, you know, should have gotten to you in your inbox. You know how it is with spam these days. Did you receive it? Awesome. Hey, well, I've got you. You know, tell me a little bit about your business. You're like what were you looking to figure out with this cheat sheet? Start a conversation that can lead to an appointment. Don't just let the automation run. Speed to lead, super important. We want to nurture via email and SMS. We actually get more conversion and more engagement from our SMS communication than we do from phone calls, right? A lot of people today, they won't answer the phone. They'll send you straight to voicemail, but they'll see a text message. So having that text message capability is super important. Making sure that you retarget. Like if you're advertising, especially with Facebook ads, Google ads, YouTube ads, to your lead magnets, and you're not leveraging retargeting to create your retargeted base to move people from opted in to appointment to client, you're going to make it very, very hard on yourselves. And then the other list we like to build as part of our ultimate agency funnel is to move them to a Facebook group. And so if you're in a niche and you're creating an opted in list, yes, they're going to sit in high level or whatever platform you use. We also want them in a Facebook group. That way we can continue to communicate with them. We can continue to create community and we can continue to cultivate those relationships. So that's the opt-in piece. I could probably spend 45 minutes on that, but I just wanted to hit the key things you need to know and focus on there. If you have any questions on that, let me know. Let's get into the appointment funnel. And that's the snapshot I'm sharing with you guys that you guys have access to. And really where the magic is made in growing and scaling your agency. What we want to do is regardless of our website, our content we put on Facebook or Instagram or whatever content we create, lead magnets that we put out, everything in the funnel should point to schedule, right? Hey, if you want to schedule a time, if you want to schedule a lead flow acceleration session, go here, right? And there should be a page that sells the value of meeting with you and or your team, the problems you can solve, how you can help them accomplish their goals. And I like to have a pre-appointment questionnaire, which there's two ways you could do it, right? You could have, hey, are you ready to take your plumbing or HVAC business to the next level? Pick a time on my schedule, right? Which would be kind of using the calendar function inside high level. What we found was we only want to work with plumbing and HVAC and electrical companies that are doing over $1 million per year, but at least $500,000 per year. Most of the people that scheduled in with us, somehow or another, were not actually plumbing, HVAC, or electrical companies, or they weren't large enough to be worth the energy for us to meet with them and take them through this entire process. And so what we moved to is asking just a couple of questions that they answer on a form in advance. And so before they get to our schedule, they're pre-screening themselves. And if they're not qualified, we're sending them off. Hey, probably not a fit. Here's some additional resources to go check out. Saved our team a lot of time, created a lot of opportunity for us to pour into the right prospects and be as efficient and effective with our time as possible. And so autoplay video, hey, if you're ready to take your business to the next level, here's what we're going to do. Fill in the form on the side with your details. Now, once they fill that in, assuming they're qualified, assuming that they answered they're over $500,000 and they're not a one truck operator and they've got aspirations and goals to accomplish, they see a calendar, right? It's like, all right, pick the time that's available for you. You could do this in Calendly. I love the fact we can do all of this inside High Level. We got the landing page, we got the survey, and then we've got the logic behind the survey that tells them which page to go to. And then we've got the actual calendar. So they pick a time, it's all customized for our particular purposes. And then the confirmation page after they've scheduled is mission critical. And I think, again, this is one of those big opportunities that most agencies miss. They're using a basic confirmation that says, hey, you're confirmed, it's all text. And it's like, click here to add it to the calendar. And that's it. What we want to do on the confirmation page after they've scheduled is connect with them, right? And this should be you or maybe the salesperson, but it could absolutely be you, even if you're not the salesperson. Hey, congratulations on scheduling your agency acceleration or your lead flow acceleration session. Really excited about meeting with you and helping you take your plumbing, HVAC, electrical business to the next level. A couple of things I'd like you to do next, right? First of all, block this in your schedule. We're going to do a bunch of work on the front end, looking at your website, looking at your rankings, coming up with custom research. And so we're going to pour value into this. We'd like to ask that you do the same. Second is I've got a couple of examples and case studies below, some of the clients we've worked with. I'd love for you to watch at least two of those so you get a sense of kind of what's possible when you get your internet marketing dialed in. And then number three would be to join our Facebook group, right? And so what we want to do on that confirmation page is make sure that they take this seriously and connect with them so they know there's authenticity and real opportunity behind it. I'd like to know in the comments, just curious here, one, if you've got like a confirmation sequence like that in place today, two, if you don't, two meaning like, no, mine is just an automatic, you know, page that they see. Not yet. Okay, cool. So this is going to be an opportunity for those of you that already have it. There's probably an opportunity to level up just a little bit. I'll share some of those ideas as we go. So the key elements for this, we want the confirmation video. And I believe I believe I gave you guys the scripting for this. If I didn't, feel free to reach out to me if this is something you need or want. The scripting for that video and the video to sell the appointment, the link to the calendar, their pre-appointment questionnaire, I think is really important. It saved us a lot of time and energy. It also helped with dialing in our tracking because it would feel like, well, we got 17 appointments this week. But then when you look at it, there was only actually five that were qualified. And so when we moved to pre-qualifying the prospects, we had a more realistic number of who was actually there. We want to have indoctrination emails. So when they schedule in, they're going to see an autoplay video, and we don't want to just have automatic message go out as well. That's like, hey, you're confirmed. See you on Thursday at 3. We can use those communications while they're interested, while they've just scheduled, to warm them up, to create excitement about the meeting, and to create excitement about the outcome that you're going to be able to help materialize. SMS and messenger confirmation and pre-meeting homework. I'll talk a little bit about what that is and how that works. So what I like to do, and this is something new, sort of I think about this appointment funnel process over the last 12 months or so, is asking them to do a little bit of homework before they show up to the appointment. And so for us, it's like, hey, before we meet, please watch this 14-minute video, right? And it will help get you mentally framed for the opportunities that you can solve when we meet. And so we talk to them about the key things we do within our model, within our agency, which is we're going to drive leads, maximize conversion, and optimize ROI. And we talk about how we drive leads and how we optimize conversion and how we drive ROI. And we ask them to rate themselves. Like, how are you coming up organically right now? What are you doing with paid search? How are you leveraging automation to follow up with your leads? And it starts to create open loops, and it starts to create recognition of gaps in their current strategy. So when they come into the meeting, instead of just being like, yeah, I want to generate more leads and sales, they're coming in saying, you know, I recognize this is a deficiency in what we're doing today, and this is what I want to solve for. And they have a problem they're looking to solve. The one thing I can tell you for sure is if your prospect that you're meeting with doesn't have a bleeding neck, they don't have a legitimate problem that they need to solve, there will be no sale. And so what you want to do with your pre-appointment process is get them to start to recognize the gap, start to recognize the problem so that they're coming in with something specific to solve. And so just that homework, if you feel like maybe this is something you can add to your funnel, especially maybe more of you that are more advanced that already have videos and autoplays, if you can add a little bit of an element of homework in advance. Give me some comment here. David says he wants the scripting. All right, I'm just going to hang in there. If you like, if you guys aren't going to engage with me, all right, at least Danny wrote yes. Okay, cool. How many of you occasionally wind up with no-shows? Like you do the, you know, they schedule in, you're getting all ready, you've got your tabs open, you're like, all right, I'm ready to rock and roll. It's going to be a good sales call. And then bam, nobody shows up. And you're like, what in the world is going on? I see a lot of you guys. Yeah, no-shows. Yeah, that happens. I can't say you're going to eliminate no-shows. But one thing we've seen within our agency and a lot of the agencies we work with is if we can get the prospect to acknowledge us in some way before the appointment, they're significantly more likely to show up. And so I'm going to show you some basic strategies that you can really improve your show-up rate. Number one, and this is basic, but it has a huge impact, would be after they filled in their form, right? They've scheduled their time. Yes, we're sending a confirmation. Yes, they're getting a text message. What we want to do is find them on social media, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, and send a connection request, right? That in and of itself, they know probably isn't automated and it kind of gets their attention. And once they've accepted it, what I want you to do is send them a message just with their first name, Bob, John, Henry, whatever it is, right? And usually that subject line or whatever that text captures your attention that would require them to be like, hello, yes, how can I help? What do you need? And usually they're going to bridge the gap, right? They just scheduled in and now you've reached out to them and connected on social media and you've sent a message. And all you have to do at that point is say, hey, I see you just scheduled. I'm looking forward to meeting with you. If you can get them to do that two-step, like there's very low chance that they're not showing up for that appointment. If you even want to level up a little bit more, once they've accepted you, shoot them a 30-second video. Take out your phone, and I'm not saying anything fancy, wherever you are at that moment. Hey, Bob, it's Josh with Plumbing HVAC SEO. I saw you just scheduled. I'm looking forward to connecting tomorrow at 3. That's it. Now, you've really bridged the gap that they've scheduled with you. You've obviously got a professional process. You or somebody on your team has reached out, and they see you as a human being. Give me a yes in the comments if you feel like you could do that. Just add that to the appointment process to improve your show-up rates and ultimately improve your close rates over time. Okay, cool. I'm getting lots of positive feedback on that one. So show-up campaign. We do this through high level, all of it, the landing page, the appointment calendar, the email confirmation, the text messages. The only piece that we need a little help with is the actual connecting with the person on social media. I don't know about you, but as the owner in the business, we tend to get busy. And like, while we know on paper, it would be good to find that person and connect with them and send them that video, we get busy and it doesn't happen. And so what I would encourage you to do is make this a VA task or an appointment setter task where automatically you create a task on a Trello board via Zapier and you task your team to go find that person, connect with them on social media and let you know when it's time to shoot the video. Works really, really well. This just kind of breaks down some of the sequencing. Since I'm giving you guys this in a snapshot, you don't even need it because all of the gaps and the breaks are there for you. But we're going to send a confirmation right away. We're going to send a text message a little bit delayed. We're going to send them that additional resources and the link to do their homework 15 minutes later, the night before, whether that's the same day or like 3 days later, the night before. Hey, don't forget, we're meeting tomorrow at 3. I'd love to have you watch this video if you haven't yet. The morning of reminder, and then the, hey, let's go ahead and hop in. We tend to do our sales meetings on Zoom. just because we like to see them and our sales process is very visual. We're going to be showing them their website. We're going to be showing some analytics reports. And so we need them to show up live and have that in-person connection. Other critical element, and I did this through Infusionsoft for years and years and years, where we didn't drop opportunities on a pipeline. And so we'd get all these opt-ins or all these people scheduling in, and it was just based on my memory to say, like, what happened? Where did they go? Did this become a client or did it not? And I was oftentimes just relying on the automation to move things forward. You want to make sure that you're dropping your opportunities in your ultimate agency funnel onto a pipeline. And it doesn't have to be super elaborate and super fancy. What we do is when they initially opt in, they sit in this opted in section within our pipeline. And then we've got a full-time appointment setter that's focused on speed to lead and follow through that's calling all those leads up. Hey, I saw you just requested a copy of our book, wanted to check in. We went ahead and mailed it out to you, but while I've got your attention, you know, what are you looking to solve? What are you looking to accomplish, right? And trying to move those people to appointment. I should say before that, we do move them to qualified. So we want to make sure, just because they opted in doesn't mean they want a plumbing company, doesn't mean that they're legit. And so there's a process where the first appointment center is just qualifying, is it real? And then the other real appointment center is calling out of the qualified opportunities list. Now, once they finally schedule, there should be some automation in place that automatically drops them into scheduled appointment. And then we'll talk a little bit here about the hot lead follow-up once they've scheduled in, how we move them to actually signing up and being in that next step. But it's really important to visually be able to see what are opportunities in play, what stages are they sitting in, and having a process to move prospects forward. Type pipeline, if that makes sense, kind of like what we're trying to do here with the pipeline. The beautiful thing is in high level, this is all integrated. Your landing pages, your confirmation pages, your pipeline, your text messaging, your phone calls, all of the tracking and everything in between. Okay, pipeline, says Victor. Okay, cool, cool, cool. All right, so next thing we're going to talk about is the hot lead follow-up. So our appointment funnel to this point has gotten someone to raise their hand, has gotten them to schedule in, has gotten them to show up, pre-positioned to buy, excited about potentially doing business with us. The next thing we want to think about is, how do we convert more of those sales calls into closed? And what I found in the agency game, closing ratios range between 10% and like 40% from appointment to sale. Let me know what your percentage is today if you track it, right? What's the number? Would you say you're like a 10% conversion rate or 40% conversion rate? Less than that? Most agencies tell me they're at 25, 30%. I think if we actually look really close at the data, it's much less than that. Across the industry, the average is 12%, right? 12% meeting to close ratio. Ideally, if you've got a good appointment funnel like this, you're well positioned in the industry, you've got a great sales process, it's going to be north of 35%. But regardless of how good you are, not 100% of your appointments that say they're interested give you the credit card right on that first call, right? And so we want to make sure that after that meeting, we set the next appointment. So yes, obviously, all right, Mr. Jones, are you ready to move forward? Fantastic. Let me get your credit card details. Oh, you need me to send you some details in the email? You know, what other questions? Obviously, we do all the objection handling that we can do. But eventually, we want to schedule the next call. All right, hey, not a problem. Let's go ahead and schedule our next step. Can we schedule to meet on Thursday at 3 o'clock? And they'll say yes. But we also want to make sure that we put an automatic follow-up process. And we found that literally as we did this in our agency and as agencies come into Seven Figure Agency and implement this process, we usually see a 2 to 3 times increase in conversion from those opportunities that were interested but didn't give us the credit card right on the initial call. And so the way we do this is we put a follow-up sequence. We call it the hot lead follow-up, which you have access to in this snapshot. And we attach a shock and awe package to it. So yes, we're going to email. Yes, we're going to text message. Yes, we're going to update on the pipeline. We're also going to drop something in the mail. And I learned this initially from Dan Kennedy. He was a big fan of this whole shock and awe concept. But nowadays, we don't get very much in the mail. And so what we want to do is put a copy of our book, put some examples and case studies, put, you know, tchotchkes and things, and a cover letter that says, hey, thanks so much for your time. I really think you're going to be a great fit for our service. Excited about helping you take your plumbing and HVAC business to the next level. Enclosed in this package is a copy of our book, examples of clients we've worked with, you know, training details on exactly what our process is and how we're going to help you grow, that is an impressive touch that stands out for the prospects that you work with. And so within the snapshot that you guys have, you'll see when you move them into hot lead follow-up in your pipeline, it triggers this sequence of events. And it's going to send them it's going to send a message to the mailhouse provider, and you can choose whoever you want. We use a company called City Blue. It's going to send a message to them to grab your book, grab your resources, put them into the package, and send it out. So it's off your hands. Don't try and do your hot lead follow-up manually in-house. We've all tried that, and usually you'll do it one or two times, and then it stops happening. You want to automate this and make sure that it's just something that happens every single time within your business. So the way we do this is it's triggered by moving somebody to the hot lead follow-up stage in the pipeline. And then again, we send a, specifically, if you look at the snapshot, you'll see it's called an internal alert to an external email address. So whatever email address you have for your mailhouse, you send it there, and then the instructions on what you want mailed, and you populate in the name of the prospect or address so that the mail provider just ships it out. And this happens like clockwork within your agency. So how many of you guys will put this in place? Actually, tell me this. One, if you've got a hot lead follow-up in place already and you're like, I already do something like this and it's working really well. Two, if you think this is an opportunity you can implement to create a better experience for the prospects you talk with and ideally create more sales. Sweet. So this is a new opportunity for most of them. I'm seeing lots of twos coming in. A couple other little things on this. Ideally, your communication sequence, which you'll see in this, it works backwards to a disconnect, right? And so, yes, we're going to drop some case studies and examples. We're going to drop an email that says, hey, you know, here's an overview of what we're going to do and kind of what we define for you. Ideally, if you use a tool like Search Atlas or some other platform where you can run an audit, you're going to say, hey, I ran this audit and we found these problems in preparation for our business together. Would love to hop on and discuss the next steps. So it's a reason to continue the conversation without just saying, hey, what's next? Hey, we're going to do this. But ultimately, you want the final message in your sequence to be, hey, we agreed we'd come to a decision at one way or the other by this point, which would, let's say it's 2 weeks into the process. Haven't heard back from you, so I can only assume that you've decided to go another direction. And that's totally okay. Just wanted to check in to see if you could provide me any feedback on how I could do better in the future. That is a beautiful and freeing thing for you and or your sales team. Because instead of having a pipeline with hundreds of opportunities that are in a state of limbo, every opportunity has a two-week dead set cycle. And once they come off, you could add them again in the future, but at least you know these are two-week sales cycles. Either they're going to buy or they're not going to buy. And that disconnect message usually kicks the person off the edge. They're like, I was thinking about doing it. I just didn't get back. No, I'm going to do it. Let's schedule our next step. So disconnect. This is an important piece, and I want you to understand that it's in there, and it's in there for a reason. And make sure that it also is removing your opportunity from the pipeline so that you don't wind up thinking you've got $1 million in pipeline when you've really only got 120,000. Give me a yes if that's clear, if you understand what I'm talking about there and how we can kick people off the pipeline phase. Okay, sweet. Now, next thing I want to suggest, we talked about the opt-in, we talked about the appointment and kind of how we're going to screen them in advance and get them warmed up. We talked about the hot lead follow-up for the people that we meet with that are interested but don't give us the credit card right on the fly. We want to make sure that we're building a retargeted audience throughout this process. And we're tracking through our pixels on Facebook, on the Google Display Network, and we're moving people from the top of the funnel, bottom of the funnel, all the way through to their clients, and they're promoting us to others. And so what we would prefer to see would be, if they haven't opted in yet, they're seeing ads that are advertising the lead magnet of the day, whatever the main lead magnet is for you. For us, it's our book, How to Triple Your Sales by Getting Your Internet Marketing Right. So as wherever they entered our funnel, was for a blog post or because they like clicked on one of our emails, they're going to start to see that everywhere until they've opted in. Now, once they've opted in, they move to a different retargeted audience, which is now moving them to appointment. And they're seeing all of these ads saying, hey, let's schedule a time. Let me help you take things to the next level. Let's schedule. Just like that's what our emails are doing. That's what our call setters are doing. And then once they've met, ideally, in the hot lead follow-up process, they start to see testimonials and case studies. They start to see, you know, people saying they worked with us and they got great results. And they feel like we're omnipresent on Facebook, on Instagram, in their browser, basically everywhere they look. And we're also in their inbox and we're also in their mailbox, right? Because they actually opted in and we've had a meeting with them. So at a minimum, what I want to encourage you to do is make sure you've got retargeting to move someone after they've opted in to schedule. And if you don't have the like segmentation perfect, no reason you can't just continue to lead with case studies and examples and testimonials. So they're seeing you again and again and again until they take the next action, ideally, which is to get them to schedule with you. So some benchmarks to think about this process. I call this the ultimate agency funnel. Hopefully it lives up to the hype, right? Like we're walking you step by step by step through all of the steps in this. What we would like to see, some targets to shoot for, would be a 25% to 30% opt-in. So if you're driving people to the landing page where they can opt in for your lead magnet or your book or whatever it is, we're looking for 25 to 30% opt-in ratio. From there, our appointment funnel, we want at least 5% of our opt-ins to schedule an appointment, right? And we do that through the emails, through the text messages, through the phone calls, through the really aggressive follow-up and follow-through. So we're shooting for a 5% opt-in to appointment ratio, and then a minimum of 20% close ratio. Again, when you've got this dialed in, it should be 30 to 35%. But if you're not closing at least 20%, you need to work on your sales skills, right? You need to work on how you're opening the gap, how you're asking for the business. But this ultimately leads to a 1% opt-in to client conversion process. And this is a magical number you want to shoot for, that if we can get 1% of the people that opt in to actually become a client, now you've got something you can really build upon, that you can really accelerate your growth and take your results to a whole different level. I'm going to skip this. So let me know in the benchmarks. Is that helpful to see some of these benchmarks? Just give me a yes if that's helpful to see that and kind of visualize what you're shooting for, where you're looking to go. Amazing. A beautiful example of this entire ultimate agency funnel from beginning to end is Jim and Brian from Roofer Marketers. They started working with me here at Plumbing at Seven Figure Agency back in, it was probably 5 or 6 years ago. And they were about $7,000 a month in recurring revenue. They had just decided they were going to go after the roofing niche. They said they kind of funnel hacked the Plumber SEO book funnel. And they were like, this is cool stuff. How do I learn more? And they joined. They became part of the Seven Figure Agency, and we gave them all of our lead magnets. We gave them the funnel. We gave them the follow-up sequences and everything in between. And you can see, you know, this is upgraded and iterated over time, but get your book, right? And then once they do that, schedule your appointment, and then confirmation. Hey, congratulations, you've scheduled. Here's what you can expect. Here's what's going to happen next. So here's the date. Back in 2013, about $13,000 in monthly recurring revenue. Now, over $450,000 in monthly recurring revenue in the roofing niche. And they recently sold Roofer Marketers to JobNimbus, one of the big CRMs in the industry. And so, you know, you have a proven seven-figure funnel that you can literally just take and implement within your digital marketing agency. And I've given you all of the steps. Give me a rating on a scale from 1 to 10, 1 being this was a waste of time, 10, this was great. And I gave you a snapshot on kind of the value for today's session.